President Truman's remarks to the Teacher of the Year in the Rose Garden, 21 May 1952.
Mr. President, as you yourself have so often said, education is the basis of our national prosperity and of our free institutions. As you know, Mr. President, there's been a tremendous shortage of teachers in this country, and unfortunately, it's growing to disastrous proportions. McCall's magazine, in order to signalize this fact to the citizens of the United States, some months ago asked the Office of Education and the chief state school officers of the several states to pick a teacher of the year to symbolize the dedication of the teachers of this country. And I'm happy, Mr. President, to be able to present to you this morning Mrs. Jerry Jones of Santa Barbara, California, who is the teacher of 1952. And she combines the native intelligence and the teaching skill and the American character that characterizes all of America's teachers.
Thank you, Doctor. You stand right there. Mm-hmm. Well done, dear young man. I'm nothing to say. Ms. Jones, I congratulate you on this award. Next to your a child's mother, the greatest influence on his character and his growth into a good citizen is his teacher. I remember with much pleasure the teachers I had when I was going through the grade schools and through high school. Some of them are still alive, and I still keep in touch with those that are alive. They had a tremendous influence on the route which I followed in informing myself on government, on the Republic of the United States and what it means. And I am more than happy that for this opportunity of bringing the attention of the country to the fact that one of its main supports and one of the reasons it is the greatest republic in the world has been due to the teachers who take the young minds and train them to be citizens as they should be. Therefore, it's
Thank
a great pleasure
so
to me to have you here this morning. Do you want to say something?
I'm afraid I'm too overcome, but I'm so pleased that I could represent the teachers and come and meet such a great man as you are.
Oh, you're kind to me.